2568, Mary Ann Brewer, seek variances from the side yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Section 115.25, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Bayview East within Bayview Estate Subdivision. The 911 address is 38825 Bayview East, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 132. The applicant is seeking a 4-foot variance and a 3.5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed attached garage in Breezeway. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Mary Ann Brewer, 38825 Bayview East, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Good evening.
Hi. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. The uniqueness of the property, all but the frontage of the lot is available to build a garage due to the setbacks on the other three sides. If a variance is approved, the garage will be accommodating my RV and not be put in the yard area. Cannot otherwise be developed. The variance is required to allow me to build a 24 by 25 garage without blocking more than half of my house frontage, not created by the applicant. I bought the house in 2006, and the house was already standing on the property, and therefore I did not create the difficulties. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The proposed garage with a variance will be similar in size and character to the properties in the neighborhood. Minimum variance. I'm asking for a variance of 6 feet 4 inches of the 11.6 setback. So I'm not sure where the four inches. I must have had it redone. My friend that was helping me, we redid it and we came up with the additional couple feet, which also will allow my neighbor to have a 5.3 variance on from my land property.
So your side yard setback, we do it from the property line?
Yes.
And it's a 10-foot side yard setback, not an 11.6.
Well, I had it resurveyed, and it's not a straight line. It varies like this. So at the water edge is where the 10-foot is, and then as it goes out, it becomes 11-something.
I think you're talking about distance from the house. We're talking the actual setback, the building envelope is what we're talking about. It has to be 10 foot from your line, wherever that line is. It could jut out, it could move,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. So what Ms. Norwood cited earlier was that you needed 2 variances, a 3.5-foot and a 4-foot variance for the garage based on the drawing that you provided. The drawing you provided showed that the garage would be 6 feet from your side property line and 6.5 feet from your side property.
Oh, okay.
Line.
Yes.
So that's how we came up with our calculations.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have any questions for this lady?
You have a homeowners association?
Yes, and they've approved it, and my neighbor right where it's going to be next to their house has approved it, and I believe it's in with my application.
Okay.
That they've agreed to it.
Thank you. Do you have a well and septic?
No, it's city.
City water?
Oh, I have a well, but the well is on the water side.
Okay.
And I don't have a septic.
Okay.
So the access to the garage, would it be from the driveway or from the road?
It'd be from the driveway. It's going...
Be coming in from like the side?
Yeah, it's going to come in sideways, right.
So the reason for the variance is to not block the front of your house so much?
No, it's really to fit my RV into. It's a 20-foot RV.
Yeah. But you don't think you could achieve that by coming...
Coming in the other way?
Coming in...
I would have had to get approval from transportation to get another driveway put in, and plus it would be further for me to have to walk to the entrance into my house, and I didn't want that distance. Because it's going to be a breezeway there. See the open breezeway. Mm-hmm. So that's makes it even further.
Ma'am, do you believe that the variance you're asking for to move your garage that far to the left will give you enough turning radius to turn your RV in?
Yeah, I do. The RV is not going to be moved that much, but. Yes, it'll almost be half of the front of the house to turn into it. Yes, there'll be plenty of room.
So if you were to place this garage within your setbacks without the variance, you would not have the turning radius?
No, I wouldn't have the room for the RV. I wouldn't have the width for the size of the RV.
Okay.
How tall is the building going to be?
11 and a half feet. It's going to be 11 and a half feet.
That's to the, not to the peak.
Yeah, it's the actual peak itself, not the...
Yeah, well, it's going to have a hip front, which doesn't peak it, I think.
So the 11 it go, the lowest it, point, the lowest point of the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't. The roof of the garage is going to be attached to the house.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I'm looking at the drawing labeled West Elevation. Is that, who drew that? Did you draw that or did you hire somebody to draw
no,
that?
No, I had a friend drew it.
Okay. Do you believe that's an accurate representation of how high your roof is going to be?
Yeah, it's going to have to be at least a 10-foot high, and it's a 9-foot garage door. So, yeah, I think it's going to be 11 feet high. And I think my contractor, and I can't say his last name, is Sam Giannanti. Yeah, he's going to have his architect redo the work just to make sure, since it's not his person. So Sam will know what he's doing.
So, I just want to see. Try to get full idea here. I see the one door. You're gonna have the block foundation. This is not only gonna store your RV, it's gonna store a vehicle also?
Yes, yeah, it's a two-car garage. And there'll be steps from the garage onto the breezeway to get into the house, and it'll be under.
My big question to you then is that's not really going to matter because you're going into the side yard, but feel like it, if you, two-car garage, if you could squeeze that to a one or a larger one, could you still have that turning radius and pull in?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Still could.
If you did a one.
Yes. Garage. Yeah.
Meaning?
It's half of the front of the house to be able to turn, because it's the driveway that I have now.
What I'm asking you is if at 25 by 24,
right,
if you did not have that second opening, I just want you to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
If you did not have that second opening, do you feel you could pull it closer to the driveway and still have the turning radius to get into it if you put it further back from the road?
I don't want to bring it closer to the driveway because then that'll impede my kitchen window and the front door.
Well, the way you have it, it's only 8 feet and it's going to impede that.
That's
anyway.
That's the
breezeway.
Breezeway.
Understood.
Right.
But.
And there's a porch
there
also.
You could still have that. My point is you could bring that a little forward, further forward, make that just for your RV, from what you explained to me earlier, still have the turning radius,
mm-hmm,
because you would have a little bit further to get into the driveway to turn to get it in the one car with the one car garage and to still be able to pull it forward, meaning you wouldn't need to push that back into the out of the envelope. Do you see what I'm getting at there?
It's got to have that 24 foot.
I understand that. I see what you're saying.
But the 25 is the width of it, right?
Yes, but what you just told Mr. Werfel when he asked if you had the turning radius to go in, and you said at that point, at the state it, where it was at that point, you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
If it was to be brought any closer towards the actual driveway itself, you didn't think that that would work. What I'm saying is that if you made that a 24 by 15 and had be able to turn, have a little bit further to get into the driveway to get in there, would that work? And be able to pull it 4 feet closer so you'd be, you now you'd be in, you would need a variance, is what I'm asking you.
And my answer to him was, it would. I don't want it to cover up my kitchen window and part of the front door to bring it closer to the driveway, and that's what I would have to do. If I brought it closer to the driveway, I would lose then two windows and part of my front door, and that's what I don't want. And would it, you know, it probably still would fit, but I don't want to I don't want my windows taken away from me because of the garage. Or the view from the windows.
And I know I already asked this, but all your neighbors are good?
Yeah, they're all excited about it. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mr. Williamson?
I understand. I just wanted to get some clarification.
Okay. Yeah, because the way it's drawn out here is the 25 foot is right up against my kitchen window. So I still have my kitchen window, but if it was brought closer to the driveway, it would take away that kitchen window.
What's the square footage of your home?
I think it's 1,200 square feet. It's 54, it's 52 width-wise.
Ma'am, on the, what's labeled the north elevation, it has a 512 pitch roof and the garage is 25 feet wide. I'm just doing the math in my head because I design houses for a living. That's going to, your ridge, the top of that roof is going to be about 17 feet off the ground according to this design.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
I don't know what the height of the house is.
Do you agree that the pitch of the roof on this new garage would be a 512 pitch as indicated on your north elevation?
Yeah, it's going to be the slant in. It's not coming out.
The pitch is how steep the roof is.
Right.
It has a triangle with a 512 on it.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, that indicates the pitch of the roof.
It's too steep.
I'm just asking if you agree with what the drawing is saying.
I did. I liked it.
Okay.
And that's the hip roof.
Right.
Okay. So it's going in, not
that right. way. Thank you.
Any other questions? Sharp.
I just want to hit off Mr. Williamson's point. I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. You did not look at perhaps relocating this proposed garage so that if you're coming in your driveway, you'd pull right into it?
I did look at that. And again, that would be in front of a bathroom window and a sliding glass door area. So yeah, I did look at that. And it just appears that this is the only side of the house that can go on.
So the reason you didn't want to do that was because it was going to block your windows and your access?
Yeah.
That's the sole reason?
And you know what? I don't want it to look like a garage from the street. The way it's proposed now, they're going to see two windows that's going to look like part of the house. If I did it the way you're suggesting, I would go straight into the garage, and it would really stick out.
Would you have a tough way of being able to turn if you did that way, too?
No, I would just go straight into it, like you said.
No, but if you've got, I mean, you wouldn't want to back out onto your road.
Well, I'd have to make a different driveway, because I couldn't go straight. I'd have to move it over.
You got to have somewhere to turn.
Yeah, okay. And that, again, would be the transportation folks would have to approve another driveway.
And I see your rear yard, it looks to me like you've got a lagoon to the rear, and is part of that lagoon in your rear yard?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know about how much of that is in your rear yard?
Well, I know 18 feet is from 30 feet, but 18 of it is from the bric-a-brac to the low water mark. Okay. That's 18 foot. Because I really wanted to put something, a screened-in porch there, and I don't have room at all.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone online in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we
deny case number 12568 from Ms. Mary Ann Brewer for the reasons that the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County zoning code, and the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property, and the variance does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and least modification of the regulation at issue.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second? Mr. Sharp, due to a...
If there's no second, the motion dies for lack of a second.
Mr. Chairman, did you rule that it dies for lack of a second?
Didn't mean the motion will die due to a lack of a second.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12568 for Mary Ann Brewer for the requested variances pending a final written decision based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions due to the location of the house. Due to such physical circumstances, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Nay.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay. So due to a lack of three votes, case number 12568 will be denied.
Can I understand why? What is it that you wanted or didn't want?
Point of information. Do I understand it correctly that we require three votes to approve a variance, but we do not require three votes to deny it?
Correct.
Okay.
Can I understand why it was denied? Because I don't.
I know Mr. Hastings stated some reasons in his motion to deny. I presume that the chair, he can speak for himself as to his reasons, but I know Mr. Hastings outlined his reasons for it. Our rules of procedure do require that there be three affirmative votes for any approval of a variance or special use exception.
I understand that. Yeah, but why was it denied? I don't understand why it was denied. I mean, I understand the voting, but what was wrong with my proposal?
Well, Mr. Hastings said that you failed to demonstrate that the property could not be developed in strict conformity with the code, and that the variance was not the minimum to afford relief or the least variance needed to afford relief.
And I guess I wanted it because of my I'm aging in place in that house.
I understand, but the record is closed, so we can't hear any additional testimony or on this application. So there will be a written decision which will further outline the board's decision.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a 5-minute recess.